Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their conversation about female composers, focusing on Maria Agata Szymanowska.
Bring us to Poland.
Okay, let's go to Poland. We are going to be introduced to Maria Agata Szymanowska. She was born in Warsaw to a Jewish family who converted to Christianity and from childhood showed a precocious musical talent. At age 11, she performed her debut on the piano in Warsaw and in Paris. It seems an age where all those Wunderkinder started their career. Clara and others, age 11 seems to be the age. She married a wealthy landowner and had three children with him before they divorced. Now, why did they divorce? Because he won't allow her to pursue a professional career. Here we come again to this problem of women of aristocratic circle who were not allowed to publicly perform, like Fanny Mendelssohn. It was not becoming, it was not respectable. After the divorce, she traveled widely, concertizing. In 1822, she was appointed court pianist to the Tsar of Russia in St. Petersburg, was highly gifted, and was extremely beautiful. She composed more than 100 virtuoso piano works based on Polish folk melodies. A little bit like Chopin, her music is imbued with nationalistic revolutionary patriotism. Goethe fell in love with her madly, and she inspired one of his poems. Hummel and Cherubini dedicated pieces to her. Her salon in St. Petersburg was a center of cultural life and also patriotic conspiracy. It was like a cell, a haven for Polish emigres. Her musical autograph album, it's like a guest book that those people kept where a visiting composer would not only sign their name, but write a little melody or a few chords or some memento. This autograph album is filled with short pieces of music by visitors to her salon, including Robert and Clara Schumann, Chopin, Liszt, Beethoven, Rossini, Meyerbeer, and a quintessential romantic composer by the name of Franz Xaver Mozart, one of Mozart's six children, who was born 5 months after his father's death and spent a good part of his life in Poland. Can you imagine being the son of Mozart? Oh, poor guy. Anyway, let's listen to an etude that Maria Agata Szymanowska wrote. Thank you.
Prelude No. 18 in E Major by Maria Agata Szymanowska. Before that, Alan Chartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani. Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts begins their new season on October 15th with the Chamber Orchestra Kremlin in a program of Haydn, Tchaikovsky, and Shostakovich. To learn more, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.